Venture capitalist Bruce Rauner does what he can to come across as an average guy, one who drinks beer and drives a Harley. In a campaign commercial you can only have missed if you haven't turned on a TV in months, he brags about his cheap watch.
"This old watch cost me $18. Pretty cheap, but it gets the job done."
Or how about this one, in which he wears not a suit, but a classic Carhartt jacket.
"Today, our government is so broken that businesses are leaving, and they're taking Illinois jobs with them."
Notice how he sounds casual, dropping the G's? Still, how many average guys do you know who can afford to air those commercials all across the state for months on end? The exact size of Rauner's fortune is unknown, though it's safe to say $1 billion isn't far off. Just how much of that fortune Rauner will spend on his first run for public office is hard to say. At any given moment, he may put in another million. So far, he's spent more than $6 million on his campaign. That's well above the $250,000 that triggers a lifting of the caps that would otherwise restrict the size of campaign donations, both to Rauner and to every other candidate for governor running in the primary.
"It's frustrating and it's outrageous."
Senator Kirk Dillard of Hinsdale is polling second to Rauner and says he's had a hard time getting his message out.
"And I hope the people of Illinois never let anybody buy the governor's residence. Bruce Rauner owns 9 multi-million dollar homes. He should not be allowed to buy a 10th one a couple of blocks from the state capitol."
Despite his frustration, Dillard says he stands by Illinois' campaign finance law as it is now, including the right it gives Rauner to funnel money into his campaign unhindered.
"I mean, everybody has a First Amendment right to do what they want."
Dillard has recently been able to take to the airwaves to try and combat Rauner. This month, he began getting infusions of cash, including from anti-Rauner labor PACs. But it may well be too little too late. Those donations are dwarfed in comparison to those from Rauner supporters.
"These are the upper 1% that have contributed to him."
With caps lifted, they too are freed from any limits. Doctors, fellow investors, and uber-wealthy executives have contributed $15,000, $100,000, $500,000 to Rauner's campaign. In cases, a single check wiping out months of fundraising by another Republican trying to be governor, Treasurer Dan Rutherford.
"We've got tens of thousands of individuals who have donated and are donating to the Dan Rutherford Campaign Committee and the 25, 50, 100. You know, we'll do a happy dance when you get a $5,000 check in. And I believe in that."
Rutherford says Rauner's self-funding may be constitutional and legal, but it throws away all that lawmakers worked hard to do in establishing campaign limits. The experience of running in the race against, as another candidate, Senator Bill Brady, puts it,
"Bruce Rauner's checkbook,"
has Brady thinking about whether the 2009 law needs to be updated, though he's not sure how.
"Yeah, I think you always have to be thinking about how you can make it better for the people of Illinois and not beneficial to some billionaire who wants to buy the office of governor."
Brady says that's not a criticism of Rauner's success as a businessman.
"I don't fault him at all for being wealthy. That's the American dream. What I do think, though, is people need to know who they're voting for. And at the end of the day, they will. Money doesn't buy victory. It can buy name ID, values, and ideas and principles by victory."
Despite repeated requests, Rauner's campaign refused to make him available for an interview. But when asked in a debate if he has his own limit on how much of his cash he'll spend, here was his response.
"The limit is winning the race."
If Rauner fails to win in the primary, it will leave the Republican nominee at a cash disadvantage. The lifting of fundraising caps has applied to Governor Pat Quinn, too, even though he's facing only a nominal primary challenge. So he can sit tight on all of the money he's raised unrestricted and then use it to campaign in the general election. I'm Amanda Vinicky.